Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right. Good morning, Affinity 24. Guys, it's been a great week. I had a lot of phone calls this week. I've been talking with a lot of folks around the country as I get ready to move out or head out to California for our grand opening of our new training center. Guys, a lot of things taking place. I got to speak with Bill and Chester a little bit up there in Pennsylvania. I know Mr. Bill Nepple's headed down South Florida. He's got a group that he's going to be meeting with. I had a great conversation a couple times with Ms. Rhonda Prince. She's got some stuff going on, signing up a merchant. Mr. Eric Stinnett, I know, is out this morning meeting with some folks on Core Donate and had brought in a couple of merchants. Swapped a few texts with George K. this morning. So a lot of activity, guys, as I know everybody's kind of getting their head around the Core Donate piece, and we've got a lot of traction with statements as they've been coming into corporate with the merchant services. So, I know today is not Open Mic Friday, but we always have an open mic policy. There was a lot of folks on Friday's call that we didn't get to. So I'd love to hear from you. I know our global master distributor, Mr. Jeff Giamava, has been out working hard with Rick and Mike. They've been moving into the new facility, so there's a lot of things going on. And, guys, we want to bring you up today. So, I want to start the call, as always, with Mr. Jeff Giamava. And, Jeff, again, I really appreciate everything that you guys have been doing. I know I've not been out there to help you, but I know you've been moving boxes. You guys have been painting. You got carpet. There's a lot of activity happening as we start getting prepared for our new facility. So first thing I want to do is say good morning and welcome on Blog Talk. What's going on out in sunny California this morning?
Well, thank you, Mr. Resides. And once again, thank you for what you do, every day for Affinity 24. And I can tell you, with Mr. Garrett Logan and Mr. Nick Logan, Mr. Mike Medina, Mr. Lindsay, these guys are working tirelessly to get this facility up and running. But you know what? To me, this is the fun. It's the fun part of the business is really, rolling up your sleeves, do what we have to do, because these are the times we're going to remember the most, as we build towards our vision of becoming the next billion-dollar story in this industry. It's not once you hit that mark you remember all the different things that we all had to go through, to form this company. And it starts with the people who just make that decision and walk in and talk to that first merchant and get told no, or maybe the first person that you bring in that quits the journey. See, these are the things that I believe really makes us who we are. Because I'm a firm believer that you don't really find anything about a person when things are going well. You find out everything about a person's core when things don't go well. And you know what? That's why I always talk about whenever I do a presentation, I don't care if it's a webinar. I don't care if it's a one-on-one because, God knows, I've been doing a lot of one-on-ones. We've been doing a lot of webinars. We've been doing a lot of live presentations. And the message I always send, and everybody on this call knows it if you're on my webinars, that this part of the business is not for everybody. This part of the business is really looking for the visionaries of the people that don't want to tell us why everything is wrong. It's the people willing to take the journey through the wrong to get it right. And it's amazing how many people just love to live in the negative. Say, we understand that there's a lot of things that we're going to go through. We know we're going to get better every single day. But the fun of the business, the fun of any new endeavor is the journey. It's not the destination. The destination's the destination. It's the journey. It's going out there and taking apart the cubicle. It's going out there and painting those walls. And getting your knees skinned up, and going out there and hearing the no's. That's what forms, who you are as a person. And that's really what I'm excited about, guys. You know what I'm excited about? All the different people out there. We have record number of statements coming into the corporate office. We have people signing up every single day. We have new blood. Best way to get life in your business is to sponsor a new recruit. I've always used to say this. You know, whenever I go out there and speak around the country, hey, you're one good person away from changing the course of your business. This business turns on a dime if you continue to do the work. Okay, and that's where we are as a company. And, you know, I love the people taking the journey. I love the people that, you know, you get calls from that always have good news. But then on the other side, you always get the other people. Guess who calls you the most? The people doing nothing. A lot of times the people doing nothing are the ones that want to tell you why everything is where it is. But see, there's also other people that call you, and you know without a doubt, when that caller ID comes up, you go, wow, that's going to be good news. Wow, that's Chris Chalmers. That's going to be good news. Oh, that's Simone and Rick. That's going to be good news. Right? Or that's Chester. That's going to be good news. You know, I could go on and on and on and on. That's Julie Wright. That's going to be good news. And then there's other people you see who call in, or you'll get a text from or an email, and you go, uh-oh, you know that's going to be bad news. So you just have to understand that every day this company is growing. And people are working very, very hard to get this company where we need it to be by the time we launch in April. Now, having said that, okay, we're now coming to the end of January. And every company has something called a countdown period or a closeout. Every company closes out at the end of the month. And if you look at any major corporation that deals with sales, a large percentage of their revenue comes in the last 5 days of every month. Why? Because that's the sales cycle. In any business, there's a sales cycle. And if you're doing your business correctly, right, the first 2 weeks of filling up the funnel and doing your presentation, a lot of that, okay, will be born at the end of the month. So I'm a firm believer in not just working to the end of the month. You want to work through the month. You want to work through the end of the month. You want to keep the momentum going. So whenever you make that decision to start filling up that funnel, it's amazing. What you do today sometimes doesn't harvest till 30 days from now. So you may be going out there going, I had a great January. But if you stop, guess what? You won't regain momentum till maybe March. Because it's a constant flow. And right now, everybody should have a flow of people coming through your business, a flow of statements consistently coming from your group, and a flow of new recruits. And if you don't see a consistent flow and consistent business, okay, then that should be a reason for your concern. And that's why we have to go out there every day and have our game plan. That's why we have to do our BOBs, okay, business opportunity briefing. This is why every day we need to have ourselves scheduled. Just think about this. Look what you did last week and ask yourself, if everybody in your group did what you did, would you be rich or would you be broke? See, it's all about answering to ourselves. And I can honestly say, if everybody did what we did, okay, we'd have a lot more business. That's not patting myself on the back or my group on the back, okay, because our group is the team of Affinity 24, okay. But you have to know that sometimes, okay, your group is a direct reflection of you. And that could be good news and bad news, because you know how many times I used to hear that? Man, I'm looking for someone just like me. I'm looking for someone just like me. And I would say to them, maybe you have a group of people just like you. Maybe that's the problem. Okay, because so many people are looking for the one that's going to build them a business. Wrong mentality. You got to be the one. And if you're the one, then you will give other people the right direction. If you're not doing the right things, you will never tell other people what to do. In other words, if I'm not coming to the grand opening, I'm going to have a very tough time telling everybody to be at the grand opening. Right? If I'm not doing business presentations, I'm going to have a very tough time telling other people to do business presentations. Why? Because you leave yourself exposed. Well, wait a minute. Steve, and I'm not saying Steve because I know it's Steve. I'm just using the name. Okay? Wait a minute, Steve. You're telling me to do business presentations, but you're not. You see? There's a miss. Wait a minute, Steve. You're telling me to go to California, but you're not. Wait a minute, Steve. You're telling me to go out there and get merchants, and you're not. Where's your new recruits? See, so many people want to tell others, we have to all take on the responsibility now to lead by example. See, I have no problem telling somebody, okay, from Mississippi, okay, after one phone call that they need to be in Southern California. One phone call. One phone call. One gentleman that I used to work with, okay, said, listen, I want to introduce you to somebody. I got on the phone, and in 15 minutes, I said, you need to be in California. He'll be here tomorrow. Well, why? Because I believe that. I told another guy who's coming from New York. Okay, I said, listen, man, you're buried under a foot of snow. He goes, I need more information. You know what I said? You want more information? Get on a plane, and you want to really kick the tires? Get here. He'll be here Friday. Why? Because I believe in my opportunity. I believe that once they meet the people and once they get around the energy, there's no way they're going to say no. Because I really believe that's the best course of action for that person. See, I talk with my hands, so my phone's falling all over the place. Anyway, Bill, how's the queue look right now?
We've got just a couple of folks in there right now, so I'll go ahead and bring up Mr. Chester Crawford's in the queue. So hold on 1 second.
Well,
if I can get him unmuted.
Before you bring him up, let me tell Chester, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on?
Hey, Chester. So here's what I want. I want to start to set a theme. Okay. So it's who you are, the edification of the leadership and the system, and then your testimonial of what you are doing out there.
My name is Chester Crawford. I think Mr. Bill Resides, Mr. Garrett Logan, Mr. Nick Logan, Mr. and Mrs. Jeff Giamalva. I was out this week with Robert Gittins on Thursday. We visited 20 merchants. Of the 20 merchants we saw, we got statements from two of them. The statements were turned in yesterday, so we actually had a very good week. Very good week. We had a meeting last Thursday at Bill Nuppel's house at 7 p.m. We will have another one this week also at 7 p.m. at Bill Nuppel's house.
Okay, Chester, stay with me now. Stay with me. How many statements you had? You went to go see 20?
We went to go visit 20 stores in the Willingboro area, yes, sir.
Okay, now when you say visit 20 stores, let's be specific. Was those cold calls or were those warm market?
Warm market.
Okay, now were those appointments already set or did you just drop in on them?
Just dropped in on them.
Okay, so out of the 20, how many people there out of the 20 were the decision makers that you could actually talk to about what you had?
I would say probably about nine. About nine.
Okay. And then out of the nine, how many statements did you get? I didn't hear that.
We got three statements, but there's a lady, she's a linchpin in the plaza. Her statements were turned in yesterday, and they said if she signs up, they'll sign up because she's been doing business there 30 years. And the important part she brought up, she was talking about the merchant services, and she had nothing but bad to say about the guys that represented the other company she was with. And I took the time to explain to her, we're not the other company, we do things different. We operate with honor and integrity. What we say we're going to do, we're going to do.
Perfect. Okay, now here's another question. I want people to understand this. You walked into 20. Now, out of the 20, you said 11. What did you say when you walked in and the decision maker wasn't there? Did you gather information? Did you set an appointment? Tell me about that.
Gathered information, when would it begin, how would Bill contact them. A couple of times we went to actually a small chain store, and we have to be back with her on, because she actually has a busy schedule. We had to set an appointment, so we took information. We also have email contacts. We emailed out the EMV mandate, also sent them over the links for the 60-minute video. So we just gave them enough information to make them more informed and understand where they're to help.
Beautiful. Okay, so you teased them with the EMV mandate and also the 60-minute video.
Correct.
Okay. Now, would you say, Chester, the money is in the follow-up?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Okay, because that's the message. You know, it's obviously, Chester did the work. They went out there and talked to 20. People here, okay, out of 20, they got 3 statements. Yes, but you guys, he filled up his funnel with 17 other people to follow up with. The money's in the follow-up in any type of a business. But see what Chester's doing? He's planting seeds. Chester, that's the message I want everybody to hear, is exactly what happened when you walked into those places. Because if I have somebody brand new and they walk in and there's no decision maker, they're thinking to themselves, wow, this doesn't work. Okay? But
well,
see what happened? Go ahead, Chester.
It's not always going to work, but that's the whole thing, because Robert never went out before. This was his first time out. And like I said, we just went in and presented ourselves. He introduced me. I introduced myself as Mr. Crawford. I'm here as Representative 3024. Can I ask you a few questions? Have you got any information about the EMV mandate? And 90% of the time, they had no clue what we were talking about. And as we took the time to educate them and explain to them what it was, they heard about the fraud on 60 Minutes. Some of them knew about it. Some wanted to do research. But they're actually pretty thankful to know that somebody was out there looking for their best interest. They really were.
Great. Okay, Chester, do you have pretty much your 30-second spiel of what you would say? I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you have kind of what you say when you walk in there?
Well, pretty much. I walk in and say, my name is Chester Crawford. I'm coming from 2024. I'd like to talk to you about an opportunity for yourself. When they ask me what I represent, they say, you know, I can sit there and help emphasize your business and actually help you increase your revenue. And they want to know, how can I do that? And then I go into the piece about the merchant services with the EMV compliance. And once I go with the EMV compliance, like I said, a lot of times they don't know enough information about it. We go through it. We start talking about, you know, I don't know. I'm just kind of lost right now, Jeff. You caught me off guard.
That's okay. That's what this is all about. But you know what? Here's all I care about, Chester. You're doing it. And it doesn't matter. You know what? I'd rather have someone with excitement doing it than someone with all the knowledge that never leaves their house. And you're a great example of someone going out there and making it happen. And we appreciate you, you know, in Affinity 24. And I thank you so much for that testimonial.
Well, I want to thank you guys very much because, again, you know, you guys gave us the opportunity. The training's done nothing but improve since the first time we met on the Mobile. We have great leadership, and like I'm not just saying it to say it. I met the people. They're great people. They have integrity. They're men of their word, women of their words, and that's very important these days. It's very rare to find people say something they're going to do it, and they actually do it.
Perfect. Well, thank you, sir, and I look forward to meeting you very soon.
You too. Thank you, Mr. Rezai. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Chester. Sorry about that. Appreciate it. I'm going to take it real quick, Jeff, to his business partner, Mr. Bill Neffel.
Mr. Bill, you there?
Hey, Jeff and Bill, first of all, I appreciate you having me on the call, and it's always a pleasure to have Chester Crawford as my partner. He's the one that signed me up, as well as Gary. And just want to say that the way Chester presents it is the way we both are training people in our group to do the same exact thing. I was with one of my Dr. Roy Alabato. We were in South Jersey on Thursday, and we went to a funeral home, a wine vineyard, and we went to a lawnscaper and a bagel shop. And we said the same thing that Chester was talking to the people, and they were very receptive because Dr. Roy, he had made the appointment before we got there. They knew we were coming. We gave him the information, and then we're going to come back, or he's going to go back and follow up with all those people. And they were extremely excited about it because they realized after we talked to them and educated them that this was something that they needed. Now, on Friday, I was with my partner, Mike Klein, and we went to a non-for-profit up in Wayne, Pennsylvania, and we were having a three-way call with Craig Diamond, myself, everybody, well, there was three people from the board there, and they were really, really excited about going for Core Donate, which was, I can't say enough about that. That really helps a lot of organizations. And the person, Paul, that we were talking to, he actually is involved with like 120 other nonprofits that he's going to refer us to once he sets everything up.
Perfect. So, Bill, how long have you been involved with Affinity 24?
Since November, when we were down in Mobile.
Okay, so you were there for that initial launch of the business.
Correct.
And have you seen, you know, the growth in the company and the systems and of what we're doing?
Oh, absolutely. The growth is, first of all, the training is spectacular. You know, when you come on there and you talk about your webinars, people understand it. When we have our meetings on Thursday night, we actually play one of your webinars, and we have the opportunity, if there's other people, the PowerPoint, if people are there that are brand new. So people can actually keep on saying and get to have their own groups and do the same thing. It absolutely works.
So here's the other question I have for you, Bill. I know you took the bull by the horns. You start doing the Bob meetings. You know, we're calling them Bob meetings now, business opportunity briefings. And
right.
Has anybody else in your group, have you duplicated that? Has anybody else taken that and started doing it?
Well, there's a guy in New Hampshire. His name is Bernie Coker. And He's actually asked that. He has six or seven people now that are interested in learning about it. So he's going to have a meeting in his house. We're going to be going up, not next week, the week after. We're going to arrange it so everybody's there. So he wants to have a meeting. We're also having a meeting next week in South Beach, Florida, because Dr. Roy, his brother, has got together about 12 people in South Beach that want to learn this for all the businesses that are down there. So it is actually working.
Yeah, see, you know, it's amazing how it starts to go, especially because I know Mr. Nuffel about his ratio, and, you know, people are getting started right then and there. And that's got to be the expectations, everybody. You know, when you sit down with somebody on a one-on-one, if you sit down and you do a presentation, the expectation needs to be that you're there to do business. Okay, and when you're talking about the amount, you know, to get started with Affinity 24 and build the value of what you really get for that, it really is a simple decision. But we have to have the mentality and the assumption, okay, that why wouldn't you do this? Okay, not that you're ever trying to convince, because as you know, if you listen to our presentations, there's no convincing. It's sincere excitement. It's what we believe in. And I think people are absolutely insane if they don't do it. Now, I don't say that to them, but that's my mentality. So it's the power of knowing what you have, but being able to also take it away. And that's why I always talk about, and I think it's very important if you're doing a Bob meeting, okay, to let people know this part of the business is not for everybody. I think it draws the right people closer to you. Because you're looking for the one that goes, hey, man, I am the right person. Because I'm very sincere. I mean it. This part of the business is not for everybody. It really is for the visionaries. It's really for the people that want to be part of something before it happens. And that's why I like what Mr. Neffel and Mr. Crawford are doing by just going out there and doing it. Obviously, nothing's perfect, but you know what? They're out there making it happen. So, Mr. Neffel, I appreciate you, and I look forward to, you know, meeting you very soon as we go out to the East Coast, because we're going to be making a trip out to, I know, Mobile, and we're going to be going back to Florida and possibly New York. So we're going to have a lot of different things happening in the next 90 days. So, Bill, anybody else in the queue? I'm sorry, Bill. Go ahead. Mr. Neffel.
I just want you guys to know that two Fridays ago, we talked to this lady from ALS, and she really liked our product with the Core Donate. So she invited us to a meeting for this last Monday, but it was snowed out. So they did it again for this Friday. So we're going to be there. It's going to be myself, Mike Klein, and Chester Crawford, and we're going to be there. And the lady's name is Jody, and she explained that she's going to give us a list of the 400 people that are coming to this meeting for mostly nonprofits, all nonprofits. And she's going to give us the phone number, the contact number, and the emails for 400 of the nonprofits that are coming. So she really believes in us, and she's given us all this information. So we're going to be busy for who knows when, because it'll just keep on mushrooming from there.
Make it happen, brother. Thank you so much. Mr. Resides, who else is in the queue?
Hey, I've got Mr. Rick Lindsay and I think Mike Medina standing by. I want to go ahead and bring them on real quick, Jeff. So hold on one second. Rick, I've got you guys live.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Can you hear me all right, Bill?
Hey, loud and clear.
All right. Hey, Mike's out and getting some stuff done this morning for the office, so I don't know if he was able to redial back in or not. I don't know if you saw him pop in. But, hey, we just want to tell you, Chester and Bill, man, that's great leadership. And New Hampshire, man, I got a special place in my heart for New Hampshire. That's where I started building my base shop with Primerica while I was in the Navy. And built a lot of people up there. It was a great place to work and build a business. New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, right there in northern Massachusetts. So that is awesome to hear, man. I'm excited about that. Get to go back up there and have some fun. And Mr. Garrett Logan just walked in the building. He's in the house looking around at his vision coming true here. So we got a lot of great stuff. You know, I got to say one thing that's funny. I went to get a cup of coffee a minute ago, and I actually had to walk like a couple hundred feet to do that. Those of you that were at the other office, you know, that was about a six-inch journey. So this place is huge. We got a lot of stuff going on. We're pumped up about Friday night, Saturday. You know, it's this Saturday, the training, the Super Saturday, this is going to be a good, you know, we did a test run with Super Saturday out in Philadelphia with Bill and Chester, and it went really well. But so we're, you know, fine-tuning, making things better. And, you know, every day getting a little better, a little better, a little better. So this Saturday is going to be a phenomenal Super Saturday training for everybody. We're going to really walk through teaching you to walk out the door and do the business and make the business happen for yourself. You know, we've got just a ton of people coming in for this. We're going to pack the house. The carpet's going in today. The paint's being done. You know, our buddy Rick was up painting. Well, he was so tired last night that he went home, man. He looked like he was going to drop. Me and Mike and Jeff were just cracking up. He just worked himself to death yesterday, so he's on his way back in to finish getting the painting done, so it looks good in here. You know, everybody's just doing all they can to get ready for this. We, you know, odds are we're not going to be fully ready, but we'll be ready enough, and that's all it takes, just to be ready enough. So a couple things. We've been looking at ways to put money in your pockets faster and work with things. So one thing we're announcing today, and this is important, on the credit card terminal, the FD-130 credit card terminal, how we've been selling that is you can sell it for $8.95 cash, or you can do a 48-month lease for $49.95. And it takes a little bit of, you know, you got to really work through that to sell a $49.95 lease, and we know that. So we want to get more accounts on the books faster for you guys. This whole thing is really about building residual income and making some money up front. So what we're going to do today is we're changing the First Data 130 terminal program. How it's going to go forward, you can sell the terminal. The retail price is $595. So $595 is the retail price. And that's for the terminal only. No tablet included with that. So $595 for the terminal. The rep, you will collect in the field $200 of that up front with your own personal merchant account. So right there at the point of sale, you're going to put $200 in your pocket, and at corporate, we will bill the merchant the other $395 upon shipping of the credit card terminal. So cash price, $595, $200 you collect up front, and you make right off the bat. If the merchant doesn't want to pay the $595 cash and they want to go on a lease program, the lease program is $29 a month for 48 months. 29.00 per month for 48 months, and the representative who sells that lease will get a $200 commission for that lease. With the lease does not come with the tablet, so it's just a terminal by itself to get the EMV NFC capable terminal out to the merchants and get you accounts. There will be no CV credited for the sale of a credit card terminal. We're putting all that money that we were going to pay in CV into the selling rep's pocket right up front. So now you can go out and you can make $200 up front selling the terminal. You've got a great low entry price. That's a very low price out on the street for that terminal. And the lease price at $29 is extremely low for that terminal out on the street. I know Mike and I have been selling that, the predecessor of that terminal, for $45 and $49 a month for the last 5 years. So it's a great terminal. It's a great price, great opportunity for you to go out and make some money and not have the price objection to it. It's just get it done, help the merchant, put money in your pocket, and then the residual will come through, and that's where you're gonna get wealthy, is off of the residual. So we're going to be rolling that out on Saturday. We're putting the new price sheet together, and that will be in the back office.
Hey, Mr. Lindsay, that's gonna all come from the corporate too, right? We'll put something out?
Yes.
What's that noise? Is that Garrett?
Yeah, I muted Garrett. So, hey, Garrett, I'm going to unmute Garrett again. Just mute your phone until you talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a little slow at this technology game. You know, I just like to sell. Hey, can I chime in real quick? Am I taking away from Bill's thunder here?
Only with the proper introduction. So, ladies and gentlemen, our COO, Mr. Logan, I want to thank him for everything he does. And you know, that guy works as hard as they anybody that I know. And can't wait to have our grand opening. So, Mr. Logan.
Yes. Hey, thanks, Jeff. I really appreciate it. You know, I'm walking in this building, guys. I'm getting the chills. And again, you know, I'm not trying to sell the flash. I'm not a flash guy. If any of you guys, you know, get to know me real well, but walking in here and seeing this before my eyes evolving and the things that are happening, you know, I walk in. I'm listening to Rick and how excited he is, and you know, I got to tell you guys, the opportunity that he just offered, I kept saying to him, I was chiming in saying, that's limited time only, limited time only. If you're part of the affinity group right now and are on this phone call who's ever your downline or your partners in this and that are not on this call, I would get off the phone immediately and start hitting the streets, because hitting that at $599 or whatever the price you just mentioned and paying $200, it does not take a mathematical genius to say, this is not, you know, this is for you. This is for the field. I don't want to go into how much money will net, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to say, you know, on our end, this is put together by Rick, approved by me, to get some action out there to get money in guys' pocket. So, you know, get on your Nikes and start moving. You know, and now let me go back to what Chester was saying just real quick, and then I'll be done. But Chester, you know, you were out in the field, and Bill Nevels, you guys are getting your hands, you know, dirty. By seeing merchant after merchant after merchant, you know, you have 20. But what's not being mentioned there is you're building a pipeline. You're actually going to your warm market, you know, walking in, doing an intro possibly to the employees and the owners out. But it's setting up the stage. It's saying, okay, they're not here right now. What time are they going to be here? And then you schedule that, and you go back and you see them. You know, what you're doing, educating the people, I'm still out there every single day talking to merchants. You know, I was with my tax accountant yesterday for hours and hours and hours, and she said that, you know, that she just heard about the EMB initiative. It's starting to get out there, guys. It really is. But if we're going to be proactive, just like Chester's group is doing. Again, I know there's other groups doing it, and I want to go through the roll call of who's doing it. I know it, and, you know, I'll try to, you know, announce it, who I'm aware of, you know, as I hear their success stories. But, you know, you look at that analogy, it's perfect. Go out there, do the intro, and, you know, make it short, sweet, and to the point. It's perfect. Enough to get the curiosity going with your warm market, as well as if you're out there doing 20 and you get three, okay? You know, if you guys go back and listen to any Jim Rowan's tape and you listen to what he said in a lot of the sales tapes, there was one in particular that said there was a guy out there that he was in competition with, and he said that I guess it had to do with closing ratios. And bottom line is, the guy says, I'm going to outproduce it. And this guy would go out and close 9 out of 10, okay, so that you get 9 sales a month in. So basically, the other guy's closing ratio was 1 out of 10. All, you know, so basically, the moral to the story was the second guy who wanted to outdo him, which was, I think, Jim Rowan at the time, you know, he went out and he saw 100 people to sell 10 and beat him. You know, it's all about numbers, guys. And if you already are building statistics, 30% of these people in your warm market actually handed a statement, you know, go see another 20. Simple math, you know, and all the statements that are coming in, you know, I appreciate the people that are, you know, giving us some kudos here, because we are working hard. We are working very, very hard on streamlining it. And as the people come in over the weekend, they'll understand, you know, we're in the middle of moving and also producing at the same time. So, you know, it is a difficult task. We have the right group again to get it done. And guys, just know we're onto something really, really big. And you know, I praise the people that are out there doing it, keeping it positive. You know, continuing with the story that Jeff keeps, you know, announcing, and Bill keeps announcing, and Rick keeps announcing, that we're in pre-launch. You know, just, you know, give us to you know, beginning of April. I don't want to say April 1st because it's April Fool's Day, but, you know, the beginning of April, and just continue to move forward, be positive, and you'll see things evolving. So, anyway, that's what I got for today. Thank you, guys. I'm excited to get this work done and get the building set and get a system in flowing, and hopefully you'll be able to do a lot of recording so you guys can see this. God bless you, man.
All right, so, Phil, do we have anybody else in the queue? Do we have anybody else in the queue?
I got Mr. Mike Medina in here. I've got him unmuted if he wanted to chime in and say hello.
Sure do. Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, I've been on for a little bit. I just listened to everything that's going on, and there's nothing else I can say. It's exciting times right now, company, and just grabbing my cup of coffee here 200 feet from my office, as Rick said. So I'm making the trek back, getting carpet coming in today. I mean, it's exciting. So just real quick, I'll just give you guys kind of a hint. I had a phone conversation the other day with a company that we're working on a tablet POS system that you'll be able to order right off of a website. So you'll be able to take a merchant right through, pick the parts. It's going to be the same kind of concept where you'll be able to actually order from the merchant and make some cash up front. It's lean, it's inexpensive, and it's phenomenal. So stay tuned for that. That is coming shortly. I don't have a time frame yet, but you know, within the next 60 days, we should be able to launch that. So, yeah, great stuff. Great stuff. So that's really all I had to say this morning. It's been a great call. I get pumped up every time I listen to these calls. So thanks, Mr. Bill Resides. Thank you, Jeff. Especially thank Garrett. And for just the opportunity. God, like I said, it's just telling you. Can hardly get any sleep at night.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it very much. Jeff, we've got one more in the queue real quick. Area code 949, ending in 2856. I don't have it tagged.
Let's just bring them up.
That's me, Jeff. This is a Lynn Mann, and I'm in Orange County. First of all, I just wanted to say thank you to Garrett and Nick Logan for everything that they're doing, and for Mike Medina and for Rick Lindsay, all the work that's going into the new headquarters. I know that it's going to be tremendous, so I'm really excited about that. Thank you, Jeff, to you and Lisa for the system that you're providing and all the training. It really has been fantastic, and every time I'm in a training session, I'm learning just that much more. There was just one sort of testimonial that I wanted to provide to the group. I thought it was interesting. I've been on a number of calls, and things are really heating up for me. I was on a call yesterday with the CEO of a software company that I know, and they sell software products to large companies, but they also sell to individual financial planning agents. And I know they do all of that business goes through credit cards. So I talked to him. And quick note, too, I think I spoke to Rick, I think, about this in terms of the payment gateway, so that those statements are going to be coming in. But we'll be getting those through, and I feel good about being able to bring that account in. But the thing I wanted to mention, Jeff, especially, was that when I was talking with him about giving us an opportunity to, you know, earn their business, he was very open to that, and he made the comment. He said, oh, absolutely, and I'd love to have you take a look at, you know, what we're paying, and yes, we'll get the statements to you. And he said, you know, the company that we're currently using, he said, you know, I'm not particularly happy with them. And then he said, well, it's not that I'm unhappy with them, but there's no relationship. And so if, you know, I'd love to give my business to you where there's a relationship. So I wanted to give that out to the group as a testimonial for the warm prospect concept, and how valuable it is to be able to walk in and talk with people that you already know. So I'm pretty confident that, you know, we'll be able to get that business and some others that I'm working on, and I just wanted to give that to the group.
Oh, Lynn, thank you so much, and I appreciate that, because that is a great message, because a lot of people will come up to me and say, why do you preach warm market? Why warm market? Well, exactly the testimonial you just heard. Because I've heard it, guys, you've heard me say this. I don't know anything about merchant services. I do now. I knew a lot more now than I did 5 weeks ago. But that's because I'm submerging myself into it. But I remember when Mr. Nick Logan and Mr. Garrett Logan said to me, they said, listen, a lot of the people right now, yes, it's a competitive market. There's no doubt about that. But he said the majority of the people do not have a relationship with their processor. What we're doing, and the reason why we're going network marketing, is because it is a relationship business. And that testimonial you just heard is a perfect example of an account that I know does tens of millions of dollars in business. But still, no relationship? you see, we bring way more to the table than a better price. What is it worth for someone to have a relationship with their processor, to be there? That's what we're bringing to the table, guys. Get off the price. Have nothing to do with it. Maybe we can, maybe we can't. But let's show them the intangible that will draw them closer to us. And that is what we're looking for, no matter what kind of sale you're making. Because everybody has, let me just help you here. Every single processor has our terminal. Every single processor has our Edge product. Every single processor has our tablet. Okay, there's other people that have our products. We're not the only game in town. What separates us from them? Anybody want to answer that? Can I tell you? Us. We're the difference. Our excitement, our energy, what we're bringing to the table, you got to bring the intangibles to the table. That's why people will do business with you. Period. So that testimonial really says it all, and that's why we're going to wave that warm market flag forever and ever, because we know warm market is the key. You don't have to go through all the other stuff if you go through warm market. You don't have to build a rapport. It's already there. You don't have to build a relationship. It's already there. And now you have to then deliver. You know what, Bill? We don't have to go for 15 more minutes unless you want to. I mean, I'd love to end the call on that note, but unless you have anything else, man, we have a big week ahead of us, guys. Huge. I cannot wait. It starts today. Then we go through Sunday, and this company is going to look a lot different in the next 4 days. So for all of those people who are going to be out here, I cannot wait for you to get to the training and to the parties and to all these different events. And that's how we're going to build this unity of Affinity 24 taking over the United States when it comes to payment processing.
Now, Jeff, great call. You know, great to hear from everybody this morning. You know, when you hear the acronyms, it's never been a better time. Never been a better time in credit card processing. And we hear that from Mr. Garrett Logan. We hear that from Mr. Nick Logan. You know, we hear about near field communication and Apple Pay daily, Google Wallet daily, EMV compliance. You know, what's taking place with credit card processing. There's never been a better time than to go have that conversation. And just like what Lynn said, you know, there's nothing better, and you've heard Chester, nothing better than warm market. Guys, you know, you get five people that each go out and get five in the warm market, you're overriding 25 merchants. So, Jeff, great call. You know, I really, really appreciate, again, you guys, everything that you bring to the table, all the training and what's going on. And I look forward to seeing you out in California tomorrow. We land at noon. And we'll put on our jeans, come straight over, and help you guys lay carpet or whatever needs to be done. So, Jeff, I'll let you say a goodbye and end the call. And we'll have the call same time, same place on Friday, open mic Friday. So, again, we want to hear from you. But, Jeff, I'll let you close out the call.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Ready, everybody? Bye. See you guys soon.
All right. Talk to you later. Thanks, guys.